Hi, I'm Don McIntosh. Welcome to our series on boosting immunity and helping the community. And with us today, we have Dr. Joel Sabangan. He's joining us from Ardmore, Oklahoma, where he practices in a busy hospital as a pulmonologist. Pulmonologist, what does that mean? That's a lung doctor, right?
That's correct. Yes.
And we're going to talk about the lungs and COVID-19. First of all, you look at lungs all the time. That's your specialty. So describe to us maybe the anatomy, the physiology of the lungs, and then we'll get into what COVID-19 does in the lungs.
Sure. Well, thank you for inviting me today. The lung is a complex organ, and it has a lot of intricate structures. If you think of it as a tree, it's called a bronchial tree, where the organ is divided into a conducting airway and a respiratory unit. Now, the conducting airway comprises of the trachea, the bronchi, the bronchioles, and ultimately into the alveoli, which is the respiratory unit of the lungs.
So now, the little sacs, right? The little sacs inside?
That's correct. You're born with about, on the average, about 500 million air sacs that are clustered in a grape-like fashion. And this is where gas exchange occurs.
In other words, when you breathe in, that's how the oxygen goes from the outside and hooks up to your red blood cells?
That's correct. So you breathe in oxygen, you exhale carbon dioxide. So that's where the gas exchange occurs. And, it's an intricate process. You know, when the hemoglobin molecule goes by the alveolar sac, that's where oxygen gets absorbed and carbon dioxide gets excreted.
Okay, so basically you're taking in the air, you're getting rid of the trash, comes down that trachea, then into that, kind of the tree, and right there, those little sacs is where the air exchange and it takes place. So what happens then if we get something like COVID-19?
Well, if you think about it, the respiratory system is one of the organ systems that is directly open to the environment.
So when you breathe in, it goes right into your lungs.
Exposed to the... That's correct.
So you're exposed to everything you breathe in?
Yes. Yes.
Okay, go ahead. Explain then what happens.
Well, that's why the COVID-19 virus is easily transmitted, because it's open. I mean, the lungs are directly open to the environment. And so, which brings us to the question on how the virus is transmitted. It's primarily transmitted through a droplet inhalation.
So you mean it's like on a piece of, what would you say, water, that's a droplet, and the virus is riding along on that droplet.
That's correct. And it goes into your nasal passageway and ultimately gets inhaled down into your lower respiratory tract, and that's where it causes a lot of problems.
Mm. So that probably is why sneezing is something you don't want to do if you're sick on somebody else.
That's true, because the droplet inhalation is really, obtained from someone sneezing at you or coughing at you or someone sneezing on a surface that you ultimately touch, and then you touch your face, your mouth, your eyes, your ears, your nose, that's how you inoculate the virus into your respiratory system.
So that's why we should be washing our hands. That's why we should be cleaning places. That's why if we sneeze into our elbow, and if someone else sneezes, we put up our hands.
That's true. I mean, we need to be mindful of where our hands are, right? We want to make sure that if we are to touch our face, our mouth, our eyes, or nose, we have to wash our hands thoroughly to prevent the transmission of the virus.
Okay, well, this gives us a good overview. We're going to come back and talk with you a little bit more about some more of the mechanisms, but this is the basic take-home message: is your lungs are open to the outside. Be careful what you're allowing in those. Make sure and wash your hands. Don't be sneezing or be sneezed on. Because you don't want to get that down into those air sacs. Thank you so much, Doctor, and we'll talk more. And I think we now know why we have to have those clean hands and make sure that we're not being sneezed on. Thank you for joining us today, and we'll be back with another episode on the lungs with Dr. Sabanger.